Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. This is Pastor Hubert from Mumbai, India, and I bring greetings to all of you, my precious brothers and sisters, saints in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a wonderful morning, and I believe God has taken this moment to bless each one of us out of His holy word. As I speak and minister to you, I pray, and I have selected a topic on saying about Daniel, and my topic is the man Daniel. I want to bring out about some beautiful characteristics of Daniel, and they are five in number. First of all, Daniel had a pure heart, and because of his pure heart, God blessed him and gave him grace to God gave him the potential power and the grace to reach his goal. Because of his pure heart, he had the access to the wealth, rich food, power, all in himself. Because God gave him this grace, that Daniel was able to access to all of this. But yet, though he was pure in heart, he remained humble, devout, meek, and there was no pride in him. If we just could understand this first characteristic of Daniel, is something that which is a great inspiration for the bride saints. Because though the bride has been enriched with revelation and wisdom, that what God has opened to us in this last age, you know, we actually have to be meek, gentle, devout, and no pride needs to be found in us. Now, if we could see in the scriptures, that is Daniel chapter 6 and verse 4 to 5, then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, "We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God." Now Daniel, being greatly favored by the Lord, yet he had a couple of people and the princes and the high officials who were so very against him. But yet Daniel was faithful, meek, gentle, and there was no fault that they could find in him. And so they decided to still topple him down, because to find something wrong pertaining his belief and the law of his God. Now, my brothers and sisters, today, if we be the bride of Christ, and if we are challenged, we are certainly challenged, we are challenged by all the denominations, all the powers of this world are against us, because they do not like the righteousness of Christ in our lives. So we have got to be rich in wisdom, rich in all the revelation that God has given to us, but yet possess a meek and a simple heart without any pride found in our lives. The second unique character that what we find in the life of Daniel is Daniel maintained a godly lifestyle. And we find that this godly lifestyle, in the midst of a heathen court, and even when he was surrounded with people who do not have any moral standards in their life. But in all these things, though Daniel was rich in wisdom, yet he remained humble and obedient. He was not found with pride, neither he was arrogant in any way. But he remained humble and obedient. Now, in the 10th chapter and in the 17th verse, we find that Daniel, it's been said, For how can the servant of my Lord talk with this my Lord? For as for me, straightway there remaineth no strength in me, neither is there breath left in me. Now, Daniel, though he was rich in God's wisdom and revelation, and in the strength, he was so confident, but yet he was a human. Though he chose to be a godly lifestyle, he acknowledged his weakness, acknowledged how weak he was without God's presence and God's strength and direction. So I believe if the very unique nature of the Bride of Christ is to acknowledge that, yes, no matter how much we have been bestowed by divine revelations, but unless we have the fire of God, unless His presence overshadows us, unless He gives us the confidence, we have to be humble and simply obedient to Him. As the prophet of the Lord says, just believe, only believe. And this is the tag that what we need to trust God in all our circumstances by trusting Him and believing fervently in His grace. The third aspect that Daniel, we find that Daniel set himself apart. He did not join with the people of the court and the people of the Babylonish culture or the people of the world. He always set himself, he separated himself. There were three good and best friends that he was so very acquainted, and they were Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. And here we find that as he was close to these three friends, and as he remained in their bond of friendship and faithfulness, the king took special notice of Daniel and his friends, and he admired his character. So we see Daniel had a character and Daniel had an identity. You see, when we have a character, the character is formed or given to us by the people. But when we have an identity, we have an identity which is given to us by our God. And if there is an identity of God in us, definitely our character will also be beautiful. Now, Daniel, though he was chosen one of God, he was always close to his divine will that God had blessed him to be a prophet unto the nation, to be an advisor to the council of the king, and all so and so forth. We see Daniel believed that it is the close association of some good friends that could build him and keep him in this spiritual character. Now, let me tell you about Daniel's close good friends. Now, Daniel's close good friends, they were Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. And these friends drew strength from one another. You know, we have friends, and friends give us company or fellowship. We may have good church fellowship once in a week or twice in a week, but you have all the time, 24 hours a day, in company of friends who are worldly and who are carnal-minded. It will ruin our spiritual identity and our spiritual reputation. So the kind of fellowship or the kind of friends that we choose is the kind of fellowship that we maintain with God. The fifth point that what we see, Daniel was consistent in prayer and in his actions. You know, many times he was threatened with death, but yet he remained consistent. He was challenged. Remember, my brothers and sisters, the bride is always challenged. You don't know what time, what situation, or what would be the circumstances that would surround us and challenge us and put us in dire consequences. But we know that we must remain consistent in the things that God has given to us, be faithful and be just, because He that has called us is faithful and just. Once again, my brothers and sisters, Daniel was a powerful person, favored of God. He had an important place in history. He wrote the book of Daniel. He served as one of the most powerful leaders in the history of the world. He was one of the important advisors to them. He was a prophet to the nation of Israel. He was honored by God and given wonderful and sensitive revelations, visions, mysteries regarding the future. Now, many important things were revealed to Daniel because God knew what kind of a person was Daniel. My brothers and sisters, the eyes of the Lord are upon His people. He knows each one of us by our name. That's what the scripture teaches us. But we also know that what God has shown to us, what God has revealed to us, out of His grace, God has a thorough knowledge of what and who we are and what our life is being led in what direction. But if we remain faithful, if we remain just, certainly we would be able to do well. Finally, my brothers and sisters, I would love to say the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. We have the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we believe that this testimony of our Jesus Christ, which is so rooted so deeply in our hearts, it can never be motivated, it can never be rooted out if we truly love our Lord. And this is a spirit of prophecy. This is a spirit of prophecy that is in the bride. My brothers and sisters, all I would tell you today, let us just be faithful. Let us just be meek and humble, just like Daniel. Though God enriches us with so many wonderful things, these are the things that which we would encourage and enrich one another in fellowship, and that enrichment and that nurture of the spiritual grace that God has given to us would be implemented to one another in the fellowship among the saints of God. May God bless you and encourage you and give you peace. May this day be a day of blessing to you, and may all His mercies always be true and faithful to you. Remember these five things. Daniel was a person who was pure in heart. Daniel maintained a godly lifestyle. Daniel set himself apart from the world and worldly friends. Daniel chose and was careful in choosing goodly friends. And the fifth one, Daniel was consistent in prayer and in his actions. So may God bless us, and may God give each one of us the grace to be thoroughly a Christian, people of a message, renowned to the truth that God has given to us, that we would be just doing the things that which is the will of our Heavenly Father. Thank you, my brothers and sisters. May God bless you, and may He remain faithful. May each one of us always have a heart committed to the Lord. God bless you. Stay blessed in His word. Praise the Lord.